News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome back to First Look. And as we do every other week, we speak with Kathy Raymond from the Lake Sunapee V&A. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Matt?
Doing all right. You know, living the dream as we all do.
Well, spring's a-coming.
Starting
to feel a little bit, you know.
Yeah, no, it's nice.
Matt, we keep saying that every other week. I don't know.
I mean, inevitably it has to happen, right?
Yeah, well, let's hope. My goodness. But, yeah.
I know volunteerism is kind of an ever-persisting issue that a lot of local places are facing. And I think you mentioned a little while ago that you have a couple openings, right?
Yeah, we are. We are looking. I mean, we have quite a few volunteers.
Yeah.
If you go on our website, all kinds of ways people volunteer. Some of the largest blocks of volunteers are our hospice volunteers who help hospice patients.
Mm-hmm.
We have the respite program, and we have office volunteers, and we have event volunteers. But two of the areas we're looking for a few more volunteers are for the Renaissance Shop.
Yeah.
And also for our front desk greeters. And I'll talk a little bit more about each of those. So for the Renaissance Shop, we were closed for a while a few months ago for renovations and things needed to be done in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
But we're back open to our full-time shop hours, which are Tuesday to Saturday, 10 to 4.
Yep.
And so because the shop is pretty much staffed by volunteers, there is a manager, but and we're getting into the busy season. This is the season people do spring cleaning and more houses are selling. And
right.
There's just more activity in that area of people's lives than in the dead of winter. So it's a busy place, and it's open, as I said, you know, 5 days a week and 6 hours every day on those days. So it needs a lot of different people to take shifts and help out. So that's what I talk a little bit about. Yeah, the premise of the shop is to raise as much money for Lake Sunapee V&A.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we try to keep our overhead down. The shop is located in the V&A building, and there's some expenses related to that. And we do have a volunteer staff person who's manages the shop, which just became necessary over time. There's too much to do and too hard to coordinate everything on a volunteer base. So we do have a manager, but pretty much the rest is volunteers.
Wow.
So what we do need, so there's a couple different things volunteers can do. There's, of course, volunteers who are just in the shop at the sales counter, checking people out, you know, answering their questions about things in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, because of the hours it's open, you need a fair number of people, you know, to rotate in and out to cover the sales counter position.
Mm-hmm.
If someone would like to volunteer who's got, you know, good strong arms and a good back, sometimes we get heavier items. We have some people bring them in themselves. Sometimes we have a mover bring items to the shop. Sometimes a truck will bring it in. But if someone's donating furniture that's fairly heavy, always helpful to have a few people who can.
Yeah, I can imagine
some of that moving and stuff. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's not as many, but that's just nice to have people in the wing to, you know, help with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have sort of a retailing eye or a design eye or any experience and that kind of thing, we always like to have people who enjoy helping with the displays and how the shop is set up.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the inventory changes all the time. So
right.
They change things around and make, you know, set things up differently. So that's always nice to have someone who has an interest, maybe some experience with that.
It has the eye.
So I would say the eye,
yeah.
Yes. Ideas for things. So mm-hmm. the people actually working in the shop on a daily basis, volunteers, that's where we need the most people.
Yeah.
So the typical shifts, Matt, are,
mm-hmm.
and you can really, you know how volunteering is, you can pretty much work what you can work.
I was going to say, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if people are under the impression that you have to pull like an 8-hour shift every day, I mean, obviously that's not the case. They're going to work with you.
Right, exactly. We do say a typical shift, just for simplicity, make it easier for the manager, mm-hmm. might be like 10 to 1 or 1 to 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not, you know, but obviously if someone says what, and that might change because that's the nature of volunteers, mm-hmm. but as consistent as we can get always is helpful. But those shifts are just kind of typical shifts that we might suggest to somebody.
Yep.
We've certainly... If someone can come in a different time, different number of hours, you know, we'll certainly work with that.
Sure. Makes sense.
Yeah. And then the other, and I will say, well, I'll come back to the volunteer. There is some paperwork and things, any volunteer for Lake Sunapee VNA, because we're licensed by Medicare, there's all kinds of rules and regs.
I'm sure.
Volunteers are kind of considered like part of your team, part of your staff, even though they're not paid employees. So there's rules and regs that that apply to volunteers that, you know, just some hoops you have to jump through just by regulations as a licensed healthcare provider. And so we try to make that as streamlined as we can.
That's interesting that even applies over to the Renaissance shop, too.
Yeah, because it's funny you say that because the shop is it's part of the VNA. It's
right.
not separate from the VNA. So it's operating as all our programs are under our nonprofit licensing. It's not like they're a separate organization and they're in our building and they're like an auxiliary or something.
Right.
They are operating under the VNA's nonprofit license. So here's an example. If Medicare came in and did a survey, which they do every 3 years, I think, to survey your records and how you're keeping track of things, and there's all kinds of criteria when they survey a nonprofit, make sure you're kind of doing what you're supposed to be doing. They could say to the Human Resources Department, I want you to pull 5 of your volunteer files. And if the paperwork we need is not in those files, just like for an employee, you can get fined. You can get dinged by Medicare. So it's not like, you know, but it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
Some things you have to do that maybe volunteers haven't seen in other places. You just walk in and start volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
And we do, what you said is exactly what we hear, but why the shop? You're not, but others, there's other volunteer positions that aren't dealing with patients or anything like that, but they have to do, it's really just volunteers are kind of considered part of your team.
Yeah.
You could be audited and they could ask to look at any random volunteer's file.
Interesting.
And the last thing, you know, any of us need is any issues with Medicare or getting a fine or anything like
mm-hmm.
that.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm just throwing that out there because, you know, when you come in and ask or say, hey, I'd like to volunteer in the shop, there will be some things you have to do. You know, you have to get a badge, you know, that you know, may not do in other volunteer places. But that's just healthcare. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other position is front desk volunteers. We're using volunteers as greeters more at our front desk when you walk into the agency.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're trying to, you know, I know they're trying to fill that pretty much from like 9 to 3. You know, we open at 8:30, but like 9 to 3, ideally there'd be someone, a volunteer there to help and greet people and direct them where they need to go. And again, shifts are flexible, but 9 to 12 and 12 to 3 are kind of logical shifts.
Yeah.
If someone can only come in and do an hour, that will certainly work with them.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not doing computer work. You're not doing anything. You know, sometimes there's little administrative projects, mailings, and things that volunteers help with while they're sitting at the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
You're not answering the phone and being the receptionist. You're really just there as a friendly face to greet people when they come in, as much as we can staff it.
So that's
some people. I guess it just depends what you like. You know.
Yeah.
Because. Some people enjoy that, and some days there may not be a project to work on, and some days there may be, depending on, you know, what staff have going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are two areas we'd love to have inquiries about. People stop in if you might be interested in either or both.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the front desk, I've been in there several times, and yeah, it really is. It's just a friendly face to just kind of greet people as they come in and take down your time in, time out, and that's about it. So.
Yeah, and you know, direct them where they.
It's pretty simple.
You know, like this time of year is a great example of why it's nice to have someone out there. Because, and I'll segue into the women's luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people coming in to pay for their tickets or ask questions or bring something whenever there's an event like this. So it's a little more active from my perspective time of year, and it's nice when those people do stop by that there's someone sitting there if there can be.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
What's going on with the luncheon?
And so on that note,
yeah.
The women's luncheon is sold out. It's sold out the first week of April. I have a waiting list. This time of year, you know, some seats will probably become available.
Mm-hmm.
How many? I don't know yet. Because what happens, Matt, is people, you know, there's a number of people who will reserve a table. They reserve a table of eight, for instance.
Yep.
But some of those seats don't get filled up.
Sure.
Like they think they're going to have eight friends coming, but eight friends don't come. Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I typically do free up some seats as it gets closer. In fact, I freed up a couple just the other day. But technically, we're at our limit, which is 225 people.
Wow.
And it's crazy because it usually sells out, and often we have a waiting list or
not that fast though.
Try to get people in, but this soon, like literally, like it was April 2nd or something.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Very very early this thing to fill up. So I feel bad because people thinking they have plenty of time to sign up for this thing. But I think the majority of people who want to come and plan to come are in. But
mm-hmm.
There's a few that are on the waiting list. So I guess what I would say to people, if you have any questions or you think, well, maybe I'll give it a shot and try to get into the event, just call me and I can let people know where things are at and how long the waiting list is and see what people want to do. Yeah. You know, some people will say, well, I'd love to come, but you know, I understand. That's great. It's sold out. It's great for you guys. But I would like to make a donation to the event.
Mm-hmm.
You can always do that, of course.
Of course, yeah. Yep.
If you want to support it in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just encourage people to call me at 526-4077. My direct extension is 231. And if you want to have any questions or you want to make sure you double check that you're on the list, anything like that, just give me a call.
Perfect. Yeah, no, I think that's...
And we have...
No, go ahead. No, you go ahead, sir.
And we have cut off the deadline for submitting nominations for the Women Make a Difference Award. We have selected our winner, which is always secret until the day of. So it's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thank people who did send in a nomination and you know, many times, and I tell people this whose recipient wasn't chosen, is that we hold on to these and we often look back and depending on what comes in like next year and we do reconsider people who've been nominated. So I encourage people, you know, if they'd like, there's people who've gotten the award and might have been nominated, you know, 2-3 times before they actually were chosen for a variety of reasons. So don't despair if your nominee is not selected this year. And if I haven't already, I'm reaching out to people who submitted a nomination in the next day or so. We do hold them and look at them again in subsequent years. So
nice.
But yeah, so that's all.
You
that's
may
happening.
Yet still win. Down the road.
It's hard because there's so many fabulous women who do all kinds of things.
Right.
There's no way in a million years you could, like any award, you can give it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to, you know, it's nice to for us to see what some of these people, sometimes I have no idea, I've never heard of these people. Sometimes I do know them, but it's just kind of validates the whole idea of the luncheon, celebrating volunteerism and what women do, because we get there's so many great women.
Well, that, and I mean, just the fact that it sold out so fast, and you're going to have such a big crowd there for the winner, and the whole event is just really encouraging, like you said, you know, just to see the community come out like that, and just droves, and just want to be part of that. So,
yeah, I the only explanation I can, I it's just an idea. I have no idea really. It, it, like I said, the usually sells out, not this early, but I think people are just hungry for something happy.
What do you mean? Stuff. Everything's fine these days.
What do you mean? Is everything so happy? Yeah. But something normal and happy and not controversial and not related to, you know, who you like and who you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of a happy day. And I think the event has that reputation. And I'm wondering if that's part of it or just...
No, I think that makes...
Where a lot of people, you know, saw it and said, or they saw the ads and maybe other years they didn't respond. They're like, whatever.
Right. But
this year they felt like they wanted to do something kind of fun and happy. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think that's probably very valid, especially these days. that's great news. And if any volunteer work for front desk and anyone that would like to potentially work at the Renaissance shop, just head over to LakeCenterVNA.org or give Kathy a call and they'll set it up. And hopefully we can make that happen for you guys. Kathy Raymond, LakeCenterVNA.org. Thank you. And we will talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Terrific. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. We'll be back with more First Look on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.